always, you know, time keeps moving, and I didn't want the time to creep up, and before we know it, time is there, and, you know, we're not totally, we want to be ready and just be aware, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So have you spoken to Smith Center, and everything is the dates are firm?
Yeah, okay. She said, okay, like, what we have now is, you know, like, she said that like a week to the time she will confirm everything, but so far every school has confirmed our coming, but
okay.
She want to make sure she will do a follow-up, so
yes.
I discussed with her accessories, resources that are available from the school, and then what our needs will be, and
right.
what my plans are and everything, and she was happy, you know. And regarding the fees, you know, I spoke to her about it, and then depending on how many people I send, that will affect the money. And also, they don't pay right after the show. What they do is that I think it takes about 10 days or about, let's say 15 days, because she told me after I have gone to the school, she will have to confirm with the school to say, okay, they have come. Then she put in the invoice for the office to, you know, prepare everything. So that's okay.
Right.
So, and then I said, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
So, and with whatever we do like back to back, each day. And
yes.
So, my plan, I wanted even to discuss with Miss Marsha, but it's okay. My plan is that, depending on how many people, because what I have in mind is an outlook of, you know, like having at least 4 or 5 people on board.
Okay.
Yes. But if I do that, that will affect the money. So
yes.
I'm looking at it like, okay, if I have 3 people, then the 3 people should be able to, we work together, because we have to rehearse. She told me she would like to see us rehearse.
Right.
She would like to see us, at least, for me, if we do one rehearsal and then we're able to get it right, I won't let us meet again, because I just want to make sure people have an idea of what we're going to do.
Well, how many musicians do you want?
Okay, I would prefer just one, but who is very good. So, I've spoken to Afatari, because I'm going to drum with him.
So there will be 2 musicians?
Yes.
And then, so 2 musicians,
yes.
And you dance also, or you're going to...
Yes, I'm going to be dancing. I'm going to be dancing. I'll give you an idea of what, because some of the dances I'm going to do, I'm going to teach you. What I want to do is that I'm going to teach you, so that when we start, it's not going to be like we stop in the middle of what we are doing. So I'll teach you basic movement, so that you'll be engaging the kids. Or maybe if you are not even dancing, you can tell a story. So as you are telling the story, then we'll prepare in the background, because we're going to invite some of the students into the stage.
Right,
and then some of the teachers.
How many dancers do you want? So if you have 3 people, let's just say if you had 3, you have 2 musicians, yourself and the other musician, and just myself would be 1 dancer.
Yes.
Or would you like to have 2 dancers?
If I can get extra dancer, that would be fine. But if I don't, because so the dance I want to do, you see, because our name is African Percussion Discussion, so we don't want to concentrate too much on
percussion.
Yes.
Percussion, so discussion. You need the instruments. You need the instruments, those type of things.
Yes.
The drums, the cowbell, those type of things.
That's it. So
nice.
I have a children's djembe. I have about 10 of them. Almost about, like if I take the other ones, for kids, that's fine. I might have about 12 of them. That's good.
So we want to get audience participation.
That's it. Yes.
And get them to play the music.
Yes. And then get them to dance. Do the dance movement. So there are certain basic dances that, you know, so if we have like, okay, if there's a dance, I have to do a solo. And if Afatari can play the rhythm, I will do the solo. If there's a dance that you have to do a solo, I'll play the rhythm for you. And then you know, so that I'll give, because we are not doing too many, you know, but sometimes if you have to do like a freestyle, then that one, me and Aftari will play the drums and then you can do the freestyle, because we want, she said we have to engage them all the way to the end.
We want to keep them engaged.
Yes,
I got you. I got
minutes.
You. So, what I'm thinking, like, you know, like you said, a lot of the African dance companies, they do the djembe, all of this stuff.
Right.
If we bring a little bit of a Ghanaian flavor, maybe
that's
we can
it.
Do something.
That's
maybe
it.
We can do something around the royalty of Ghana.
That's
you
it.
Know,
that is her catch. Because when I suggested that to her, she was so happy. So
right.
I saw an umbrella at Arbeson. I'm planning to go and buy.
I found one piece of kente.
That'd be
know,
good. That'd be good. Because you're already a queen mother. Because so.
But our people need to see that, you know.
Yes.
A lot of the companies are not talking about, they don't talk about Ghana and
yeah.
the royalty and the kente.
That's
so maybe
it.
If we have a talk about that and I do Adwa
that's
and
it.
We talk about it and the drum playing, that can
that's
be like,
it.
Just
that.
To get them engaged.
And,
the, you know
and,
what
the,
I mean?
And then, you know, Adwa is an engaging dance. So
yes.
you come, you do the basic movement. I will come
right.
and also interact with you, and then
right.
you say, "Oh, I love you," because in the dance you do that. I love
yeah.
you, and then you say, "Oh no, you, I don't love you," and then you snub me, and you go around, and then we explain
right.
it to them. They will
exactly.
like it because the kids they want a sort of interaction.
Understand what the meaning of the song and the dance and the hands mean.
That's it. You
right,
see,
right.
so okay, so
well, that's one, yeah.
And then we'll do, I think, Pacha 2 for the Pacha. That one we're going to teach the kids, because that one is just a simple movement. You just raise your hand to the side. To
but
the
if you teach the kids that, then I can play the drum, because I can play the drum and, you know, hold it down, the percussion, while you do that.
That's it. That's so, yeah. so, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to, this is like my arrangement. I'm also speaking to some Ghanaians that I know because of the singing. You know,
yes,
I'm talking to them, but they've not agreed yet. Because if they agree, if we finalize everything, then that will be fine. But so far, no. If we only the three people of us, then $100 is the amount that everybody is gonna get. Is that
if you have, if you do three people, it's $100.
Yes, please.
And that's for two shows for the
yes,
day.
Yes, yes.
So $50 a show.
Yes, please.
I got you. So,
yes.
okay, so $100 for the day for two shows is a good amount.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
if you break it down for from that and you get $75 or,
yes.
you know, you
yes.
start breaking it down.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
you might not need a lot of people to do that.
That's
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
You see, that is yeah. why I said the energy you have and the energy Afatari to have, because Afatari too has been to Ghana. So yeah.
Okay.
So
he's comfortable there.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and one of the reasons why I was trying to get other people is that like we'll be like we when we're on stage, we're gonna be like singers, dancers
yes.
and drummers.
Yes. Yes, I got you. So,
so
you know, so what happens is if you build up, you know, you build a core team, the three of us can be the core.
Yes,
and then when you want to have that full event and bring the singers to make it more full,
okay.
you can bring the two to three more singers. We will take a pay cut or, you know,
yes.
but when people start to
That's
want
it.
Us to come, we can raise the price to make it more, because if you do one show for $50,
yeah.
You know, if you do one show for $30, that's a little
that,
bit of money to
no,
try
yeah.
there, park your car, you know,
yeah.
go all the way over the schools.
And,
you know
and,
what I'm
and,
saying?
And one of the things too that, like even the trough, if we can still do it, because Afatari has the Ghanaian accent, he can speak the Ghanaian accent. So
oh, thank you.
Some of the songs that we're gonna sing, I'm gonna make sure we sing basic, simple ones.
But
so,
maybe we can just sing the songs. The main thing, if you have your Adinkra fabric, I don't know if you have a big Adinkra cloth.
Yeah. Yes,
you know?
Yeah. I have a lot of costumes. I have a lot of
yeah.
costumes, but I'm even
yeah.
planning to make sure that before the time I can get some costumes from Ghana. You
yes,
know,
because yes,
for
yes.
the
and then if we can get some of the children to sing, or we can even bring some teachers up to help us sing.
Oh, definitely.
That would be pretty exciting, and we can even wrap the fabric around them. We want to ask
oh,
for 3 months.
Oh, you already have the idea, because that's what I'm going. You see, like some of the schools, it's the student who's gonna be the king and the queen. some of the schools too. So when they come, you will be like, you are a real queen mother, but you are bringing the idea into stage. So we want to dress the king and the queen. So you're going to dress them. We just wrap it around them.
We just wrap it around them, yeah.
And then let them sit down.
We get to two stools or two chairs we put, and we put the fabric on the chair to make it look, you know.
That's
and
it.
If we can put the umbrella up, now we're really in business.
That's it. Because, and then, so when they sit, and then the person will be, and one of the ideas I suggested to Kim is that, you know, when we are on stage, I want to project PowerPoint where they will see like an Edeba of chiefs sitting down in Ghana.
Yes,
so whatever we are doing, they can relate to it. You understand?
Yeah. They say,
that's what they are doing. So on the picture, it will be Deba. So when we are on stage, and then the king and the king will just sit, and then we invite some of the kids to be the elders, and they sit down. We get it.
What do we do? This is good. We know. You can introduce, talk about, you know, Ghana is the Gold Coast.
Yes.
It's known for the gold and this and that. And we have a country of royalty. We have a kingdom, and you
Queen
play
mother,
the other.
Queen mother,
come out and do.
Queen mother, you are on top of it. You are so much advanced.
you know, I just have to. We have to be what we are, you know.
Yes.
So when you introduce that, then I can come out and do Adwa.
That's
when
it.
I finish, then we say, now we want to bring Africa to you, and we want you to be the kings and queens,
That's
we want to bring you to participate. When they see me do it, they're gonna get the energy and the
That's
vibration
it.
And the
That's
feeling.
It. That's
I'm gonna
it.
Set
That's
the.
It.
I'm gonna set the tone.
That's
and
it.
Now when we get them, we want them to sit, and we're gonna dress the chair for them and put them down.
That's it.
Now we're going to go in the audience and get three teachers because we're gonna need our singers.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
And we don't want we have singers right there.
you are so on top of it. So now what we need to do is at least arrange to have at least for the rehearsals. I want us to meet first and do one day practice. It's not even just 3 hours. Miss Masha has told me, said we can practice at her place.
We need to have a good rehearsal so we're comfortable.
That's
we don't have to think twice. We don't mind rehearsing because once we rehearse whatever amount of times, once we have it in our mind and our blood, we're done. Once we get that show, it's very simple. You can open it up in your accent and talk about Ghana. You know, you know what I'm saying. We have a nice way to open it up. You know what I'm saying? To a call or whatever, and you talk about we are now taking you to Ghana on the coast of West Africa. This is the make it very exciting, like a story.
That's it.
And Ghana, the kings and queens are the ones from Kumasi. They are the ones that whatever story you want to tell, and this is what this is the dance of the queen or whatever. And then you start the music, then I will come out and do the Adwa. Notice the movement of the hands.
That's
we're speaking with our hands.
That's
we're telling that we are powerful people. We're not afraid of we're not afraid of being bullied. We are strong. We can make it relate to, you know, our society.
And then the school bullying too. So they, hey, be proud of yourself. We're giving you a sense of purpose.
You
are very, you know, because I told her, I said, one, our theme is diversity, respect, unity through music.
Thank you. You got it. You understand? So the dance, we can make the moves say these things. We all have to respect ourselves. We all have different cultures, but we all have to be united. The way the Kinti cloth is woven, when everyone is together, we have to be in unity. You know what I'm saying? We build our little speech.
I'm so happy. I am so happy. You see, the thing is that if you were to have somebody, any drama in mind that you think it would be cool for us to work with, I don't have a problem. Because, you know, you don't want to rely on people. You call them.
Who's Altafari? You're talking about Altafari. You have somebody already.
Yeah.
Who's he?
Altafari is the one who plays the dun dun when we do the Chinese dance.
If I see him, I know. He's been to Ghana.
Yes, he's been to Ghana.
You like his energy? You feel comfortable with him?
Yes, because I had him, and then I had this guy, the guy who was teaching. What is his name? I'm trying to get his. There was one guy who was teaching us, teaching the kids during the summer camp. He was teaching the drumming. But Miss Masha said, you know, you have to have reliable. So when I mentioned Afatari, they said, oh, he's cool. But the only thing is that he gets so busy. But I think his business always starts at the evening because he plays.
Yeah. Well, what happens if we keep our show simple, yes, and, you know, I'm busy too, you're busy too. But if we keep it simple and tight, it's easy. We get out in the morning, we do it, we're done. You make your $100 in 2 weeks. It's easy.
That's it.
When we keep it simple, listen, and we have a good time,
I am so happy with you. I am so happy, even though, because like it's like I've told you everything I wanted to do, but you already have the idea wrapping the quinto on the kids, you know, let them, or maybe sometime call a teacher, let them sing. Yeah. They don't speak; they just have to, or maybe basically we teach them some simple dance.
In Africa, everything is audience participation. When we say yeah, you say yeah. Say yeah, you know, we just told them. Now we're going to get out. Now we're going to bring our singers out. Let's look in the audience to see our singers. Yes. Then we can do the drum roll. We're looking for the singers. You know, where can we find the singers? Then we go pick them. Whoever they raise, we pick the three singers. Now we want you to come up. That's when they come up, we put the fabric around them. You see what I'm saying? And put them in their place. Now this is our song. Everybody can participate. When I say the song, you sing after. Da 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 da. Our singers. Da da da.
Yes, that's it. That's it. This is the best. This is the best.
And the most important thing is that we have the stage crowded with our energy, with the drums, with the shikaree, all the instruments we have to create the ambience and the village look.
I have for children instruments, I have at least, I have more than 20, apart from the drums. I have little shikarees.
So your job is going to be to get there in time to set up the stage with all of the instruments. That's the main thing, to set the look.
Yes.
And then we have some fabric down where we can have some instruments on the fabric. You know, we just want to create the look. That's it.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. God bless you for this.
This is very simple.
God bless you for it. Yes.
You will open as the chief. You will open. Yes. Now we're going to present. You know, we're going to make it.
Yeah, with that strong accent. I say, hey, can you see me?
That's strong, that they know something Africa is happening.
Yeah.
So that's strong, you know. But now we're going to present. Ghana is the royalty. You know, whatever you want to say. We're going to present Adwa, our dance of royalty. We present the Queen Mother. Bang, 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 bang. Then I'm going to have my handkerchief and my little bit of kinti.
Listen, thank you very much for saying handkerchief, because you know what I've been doing? Anytime idea comes into my mind, I write it. So when you said the handkerchief, there's a dance in a water region called Bobobo.
Ah.
And Bobobo is like, you see, the China was teaching a dance where you have to slide your leg on the floor. And then you do like king, king, king. It's like it's almost like you. When I see you, I'll teach you how to do that.
Yeah,
and
because if we want to do one dance together, we can.
The Bobobo is even easy, because if we buy a lot of, like, maybe 7 or 8 handkerchiefs, we just give the kids and we just tell them roll the handkerchief and dance with it. That's it.
Yeah, but that's what we're gonna do. Now we're picking our singers. Now we're looking for our dancers. You understand?
Yes.
Now we start to look for the dancers. And when we look for the dancers, we make it very mystical. Like, we're looking now. Who's going to be the dancers? We're looking. Is it going to be him? Is it going to be... And the drum and the rolling in the background.
Yes.
We pick one. We got one of our drummers, you know, our dancers. And we pick them, you know, like they're very excited.
I am so happy. We're taking over Las Vegas. Don't worry.
We're taking over Las Vegas. They don't even know what time it is. You just want to get the adinkra.
Yes, that's it.
You get the adinkra, and then, you know, if you want to do the dance, the king's dance, I can play drum, and you know, me and Al Tafari, and then I can speak.
And even the king's dance, you know, I'm teaching a Roman Catholic school right now. And what I've been doing is to experiment with what we can do on stage. Last 3 days, this is what I did with the kids. I was doing the king's movement. I just say, grab, grab. So whatever I do, they play the drum. So you see, cra, cra, cra. Then I will drop it. Cra, cra. So if we call the kids, we say, okay, whatever I do, you just play it. And then you, the drummers, will lead.
Oh, right. Right, and now we're getting drummers too. The kids can follow with the drum.
Oh, don't worry. They will play and then their hands will hurt.
Yeah, because we have the main one keeping the beat, and we just have them with the small drum in the background. It's a little, to keep them involved.
That's
so
it.
We're going to find drummers in the audience.
Yes.
We're going to find dancers,
singers,
and we're going to find singers.
Everybody, don't worry. We are already there. I wish it's even only me and you, you know. But she said no. The minimum number is 3 people.
She said she
insisted we have to have 3 people.
Three is good because then you have more fullness on the stage to back each other up. Whatever happens, you have that extra hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you had, because me when I came and then I was talking to Miss Marsha, you were the first person she said no. Work with Queen. Because Queen is the right person. And she's always insisting on that. Work with Queen. I said, okay, let's talk. And then, you know, so when we were having the summer show at the theater, at the library, I saw you, but I was supposed to perform. So I couldn't say hello to you.
Right. Yes. I saw you there when you came up and performed. I saw you there.
You know, but
we didn't have time. Yeah,
it's okay. So, but at least we all have an idea.
What's going on? We know what we're looking at now.
Yeah,
so
okay.
The main thing is, we want the stage filled. You have all the instruments. You have everything.
Yes.
The shaker ray. We can have one nice music where the drummers and the shaker we play the music together so they can get the feeling.
If I play the drum,
and I play the shaker ray or the cowbell, we can get a good feeling of the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because when we meet, we're gonna brainstorm ideas on how we're gonna open. You might have your idea, I have my idea. Safari after Patrick too might have his idea, and then we take all of them because for every place we go, maybe some of the schools we are going there twice. Because I saw one of the schools. So what I'm gonna do is that when I have your email address, I'm gonna send you the details about the whole school, all the schools, so that you have an idea, like where we'll be going and all those things.
And we're gonna be doing the first grade to the sixth grade, you know, the elementary.
They are all elementary schools.
That's good. That's easy enough.
Good.
So we have
from the little ones
to the sixth graders. So then we have the older one, the fifth graders that can play the drum and, you know, be responsible because they're older.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And we can use the little ones to maybe sit. Maybe we can use the little ones to sit as king and queen because they can sit down and, you know.
And the little ones, we already have drums for them.
So they're busy.
Have drums for them. So if they even join us and they go off, all that we want them to do is just play along with whatever we are playing. So that one is it to be easy for them. You know.
But I'm so happy. You just want to think of the opening because when you open, you want to make it exciting to we coming out with a song or we just drumming. The chief is coming. However we want to do that.
Maybe you
want to come out with the chief, the king dance first, and then I play, and then I say the king is wearing Adinkra. The symbols and the fabric of the many names, how we praised, that's an idea.
Don't worry. That's why I said we'll brainstorm
because we'll brainstorm
and then we want to change the way they see performance so that it will be like, oh, this is so nice. So that, because the beginning and the ending are the two most important things.
Exactly.
Because when we finish, we want them to be going into their classroom singing a song that we taught them.
So they need to leave with the song so they can work out singing it.
Or doing a dance movement that we taught them.
Keep going.
That's
exactly. Open up powerful. So it's going to be three parts. The middle, and the ending.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
So we want to end with song to keep them engaged as it's over. The song is still in their mind.
Oh, there's too many songs for them to sing.
We want to get the sweet one. We're going to pick the sweet ones that we choose.
Definitely.
Easy. And also you might, in the middle, you might have story show and tell where we can, Altafari, whatever it can be, and we can describe it. We can either do a story in the
because I'm looking at some of my friends, you know, I used to work with them to do shows in Washington, and they have, they do what we call creative dramatics. So, like if you are telling the story,
Right.
You are telling a story about Anansi, how he got the wisdom. Then me and Fatari will come. And Fatari will say, hey, you.
Right.
God told you, they say don't do, your grandmommy say don't do this. Why you did that?
So we do the living story. That's it. We do the Anansi. You cannot beat that.
Yes. So you are on stage telling the story and we are reenacting it. So,
exactly.
So they say, hey, go and take your drum. Hey, go and take your drum. There's a story about all the animals that came together and they wanted to make a drum.
Yes.
And then they said every animal should take part of their skin and give it to the king to make the drum. But Anansi alone said, no, I am not going to do that.
No.
So anytime that they have to meet and then bring the skin, he will just run away.
Right.
He will just run away. And then when they make the drum, everybody goes to the farm. But when they are in the farm, they will hear that somebody is playing the drum. When they come, they don't see anybody. Then one day, they all went into hiding and telling Anansi that they are going to the farm. As soon as they went, they saw Anansi go and take the drum. He was playing it and dancing with the children.
And
so the people came. And they said, oh, Anansi, we caught you. So they started, they say, should they beat him? The chief said, no, don't beat him. He's a human being. He has a right. So let's ask him why he so Anansi said, oh, I didn't give any part of my skin because I'm so skinny. If I did that, I would die. But I say, if you didn't contribute, why did you have to play the drum? You don't take what is not yours. Anansi said, I am sorry. First, Anansi was so proud, he didn't want to acknowledge his, fault. But the people said, okay, then he said something to insult the chief, and the people started chasing after him. And then Anansi ran to the corner of the distance. This is why Anansi is always at the corner of the house.
So
a story like that, if you start telling it, you'd say it, and then me and Afatari will be like the king. So he will gather all the people, and then all the people will come, the children will come and sit and say, bring some part of you, and then we'll use it too. So, because they are children, we won't say bring part of your body, but bring something from your house so we can use it to, or everybody bring money.
Yes,
right?
Bring something.
Yes. Bring money. Yeah, bring something so we can use it to make
and the moral of the story is you cannot take a part if you did not contribute.
That's it.
That's the bottom. And we find a way to turn the story to what they bring to make it fit to our reality. But the principle is there.
Yes. That is what I'm saying.
And you and Al-Tafari will be the actors.
Yes.
And I will be telling the story.
That's it. You see, we will have so many. So it's like on stage, we come, we are playing drums, we are singing, we are dancing, we are telling stories. So what again? Right?
We have everything. We open up with the other world. You're talking to the people about the royalty of Ghana and the power, the gold coast. You have to blow that up because that's one thing that people don't have that Ghana has.
There's so much gold. Then maybe when I'm saying it, so you say, hey, so you used to have gold in your house. I said, oh, plenty. Even when you go to the back of my grandmom's house, so much gold. But anytime I want to take it, say, take your time. You are so young to have gold.
Uh-huh.
See? Some funny way of saying things.
We have funny ways of saying it. But when you talk about Ghana, we have to give that the facts.
Yes, definitely.
With all the culture. You bring the facts. Yes. That's why we need the kente. That's how we start series like that. The drum, and we talk about when I do the adwa, and we talk. Then in the middle now, we do Anansi in the middle because that's it. The kids are looking, that's the story, it. Listening. You will be having fun.
Yes, definitely.
And then to close it out now, we bring the two people on stage to participate, and we do the songs,
that's it.
End with the song.
That's it.
You understand? I think that's a good format.
We're already there.
Built it. And this is going to be so. Well, that's why we just need to have, like, if you have the fabrics and the things that you have, the kids' drums, you have everything already.
I saw that they have for costumes. I brought, I have enough, like, I have a lot of costumes, like a big costumes. I can even give Afatari one to wear.
Yeah, he has to have one. Yeah. We have to be in our full garb.
He is tall like me, so he can wear whatever I brought.
Yeah,
and then I'm also looking at the drums. The drums is what I'm now looking at it right now.
Yeah, and if I could just find a piece of chinti, I have a small piece of chinti, but I'm going to think about that. Somebody, is, you know, if chinti is very expensive to get that big piece.
No, sometimes you can buy the clothes one. You know, there's one that is just regular clothes. I will bring some of my costumes for you to see. If there's the need for us to even make arrangement to for them to sew something for you from Ghana, I can make arrangement for that. Can make arrangement for that.
Yeah, we need something official because that's going to represent. That's going to represent the culture officially.
I want to make sure that you know when we are on stage, you know, like when we met the Ghanaian performers here in America, we met. We say the old time where people have to work, you know, tattered clothes and all those on stage is over.
It's over. We don't play that.
We want to represent so that when you go, people will be respectful of you. They also understand what you are doing. So it's okay.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah, but we are on the same page.
And a lot of people, even here, the African dance companies here, they haven't even seen the Ghanaian culture portrayed from the Ghanaian perspective.
Don't worry.
They know the djembe, the Senegalese, those dances they do over and over. We're not hearing the stories. We're not learning the songs. We're not learning the meaning. They just want to run out and do it. But, you know, Africa is deeper. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we have to go deeper, you know, just to do the move. I don't take anything home with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when we talk about the Gold Coast and the royalty and the Queen Mother and the King, and we show that, that is something that people will remember.
Yes, definitely.
You know, and they need to see the royalty of Africa because we've been beat down for so long. We have to know that before slavery, we were kings and queens.
That's
and this is not just talk. This is facts.
Yes. And then the fact that you are a real queen mother, and your introduction to the school will also be very interesting. So say, hey, here is a queen mother from Ghana. She's been installed as a queen mother. And me too, I'm a prince.
You're a king. You're not a prince, you're a king.
No, because my father is the king, so at least,
I'm a prince.
You see, I have to lower my status so that you will grow. You have to grow. So I say, hey, you have the queen here, and then we have the prince, two princes. You know, so we just want to, we want to treat you as royals. So everybody is a royal here.
And I'm gonna send you the picture of my mom. She's from her tribe is from Kumasi. When you see my mom, you're gonna say yeah.
Don't worry, we're gonna take over Las Vegas and connect to Ghana. And one day the three of us will go to Ghana and do our show.
I'm involved with a group now. We are bringing a group to Ghana next August.
Let's work together. We might go together.
Yeah, well, because I have the lady. She lived in Ghana for 20 years.
Okay.
She has a house. She's been giving a chieftaincy, and she brings a group every year. And this one time, she wants me involved. My name is on the flyer to bring a group to Ghana for next August.
So now that you're
from Ghana, so this is all coming together. When we do this, we're going to invite that energy because our people have to go home now.
Definitely.
When the people sign up to go to Africa, they're going to go through their orientation. How do you go home?
Yes.
How do we prepare them to get home?
Yes.
And we have a whole year to get them ready.
Yes.
And the lady already has a travel agency. She has the hotel. She has everything.
Oh, don't worry.
You understand? When you put your input in there and she's already there, we have a strong hold now.
Definitely.
I spoke to China about it. She was thinking maybe she can bring a group, maybe not. But when they see us doing the Ghanaian performance and get it, then they're going to want to get on it.
Because I have all the Volta region drums, the Northern region, every Ghanaian drum. I have them in New York. I didn't bring any of them, but I was thinking that I'm looking at that between this time and then the time we have to perform. If I have some money and I can get them to be, you know, like ship, they have some way people they can transport it.
What happens is we are starting, and what we will do, we will build up.
Definitely.
Let's just start, get a simple, tight show.
Yes.
Start you know, the royalty of Africa, the royalty of Ghana.
Yeah.
I wanted to add the word to let people know where we are coming from.
Yes, definitely.
Then we bring Anansi in, because Anansi have all the jokes and intrigue, everything.
Yes,
we bring Anansi in the middle, then we bring the children up, the teachers to sing, and to close in our song.
Definitely.
You understand? Now, as we develop, when more money will come, we may add more people. You can develop. Even I'm thinking when you do a presentation, to have a video presentation to see the Asante Hini and Kumasi, to see the Queen Mother.
That's it. That is why I said I want them to have a projector where they can showcase, they can show pictures, not even if they don't show people the kings and but they can have the pictures. There's still pictures for them to see, the slideshow for them to have an idea. They say, when we say we want you to make you, we want volunteers to be the kings, then they project that picture on the board or on the screen. So they say, this is how they dress, and this is how
they. We're not just talking.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then when I can do the otherwise in my outfit, whatever, then you can put the picture in the backup so they can see the
that's
thing.
Because she mentioned about themes, right? If we bring everybody together, we are playing the drums, then the theme is teamwork, you know?
Yes.
And then, you know, diversity, all this kind of, you know, so the chief, if the chief and the people are there, we just write Deba in Ghana. So they say, the chief and his elders. And so people say, this is how they do it. So then the people will get an idea and say, these people are really on top of the art, you know. But
when you bring the slide projector now we are not playing. We're not just talking anymore now.
Yeah.
Just look at the screen. Because
yeah.
I will be in my other one, my attire.
That's
but
it.
when you put the screen up and see all the headgear and the crowns and the ankle braces and the, you know, when you see the full effect.
That's it.
You know, we're just trying to give them a taste.
That's it.
To let them know we're bringing this to you, but this is who we really are, and this is our authenticity.
Yes.
You see, but we just want to bring it to you now from where we are, but this is where we are coming from.
You know, I was even thinking of, like, if there's a video, maybe like 2 minutes or maybe like 1 minute video of something about Ghana.
You can do it. You can find it.
They can show it before we start.
Before we start. You understand?
So I say, hey, I go. Right. When I say I go, what are you going to say? They say, they don't know. It's okay. When I say I go, you say, amen.
I will
shout my I go. You have to shout your amen too. And then, they will do it.
Yes. That's how we started.
Yes. So when they do that, then I say, okay, we want to take you to the village. We are all from Ghana. We, on stage, we are from Ghana. And we want you to know our country. And Ghana was originally called Gold Coast because we have a lot of gold.
Yes.
So when the foreigners came to our country, everybody's house, they had gold.
Yes.
We were so rich. And I said, then maybe I'll call you, say, Grandmother, am I telling the truth? He said, yes. And then, that's okay. So now, we are Ghana, formerly known as Gold Coast. Can everybody say Gold Coast?
And then Gold Coast.
Yes, Gold Coast. I say Gold Coast. What does it mean to you? Raise your hand if you know the answer. Right? So I say, okay, now we want to take you to contemporary Ghana for you to have an idea of where we come from. And then just 2 minutes. So as the video is about to end, we start drumming. Oh my God, we're gonna kill the place.
When you put that video up there, because nobody has seen, a lot of people have not seen the gold. You know, when you see them in Kumasi, it may be a video of them doing Adowa and all in their crown and all. You know, a 2 minute video would be nice. We have to see where to put that up.
Even if I don't find it, I will commission Mr. Daniel. Mr. Daniel, he was the video man for the summer camp. I can commission him. I can get pictures I have taken myself for him to put it together.
And put them in the slide stream. And then
we're going to have strong music that when the kids hear, they can connect with it.
I think the slide presentation is also good. Just the slides. Just the slide going through.
That's it.
You know what that's it. Let's keep it simple.
Yeah, because
the video is sound, all of that, but the slide, you get to see the image.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, because before we start, they're already looking at, they can have that images, you know, coming, and then they stop it and they say, oh, this is a group from. So before we start, they already have an idea we are from Ghana, but we have to tell them.
So maybe we should start out with the slide, with the music playing. We do think of the music and then the slides coming up, the images. And then when we finish the images, now we welcome you to Ghana.
Ghana. I remember I saw a video, somebody was praying, pronouncing Ghana. I said, Guyana. I said, oh my God.
No. So that might be the best way to start it.
Yes.
The lights go down and then you see the flashes, you know, the slides of Ghana, the king, the, you know, the queen, all this. And then after that, then we finish the 15, 20, whatever slides.
Yeah.
Now we welcome you to Ghana, the map. As you can see, we are from the Gold Coast and the royalty of our culture. One of our bands is, that's how we bring out the Adwa, because we're going to see all the slides.
That's it.
You talk about the Gold Coast, and then I come out and do the Adwa.
Yeah, yes.
Ghana has many things. Right. One of Ghana's things we know is our storytelling. Let us tell you about the story of Anansi.
See, yes.
You know, then I will fade into the back with the musicians, and then you and Akatari will come out and get into the acting. You know, you and I are going to shift.
That's it, definitely. We're gonna do, because at least most of the ideas I have, you have it already. So it's only transitioning. That's it. All that we need to work at, transitioning. And Afatari can act too. Because you see, when we were doing a summer camp and he came to speak to the Congolese guys, the African guys, he had this African accent. I'm so, oh my God. He was very, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting, you know.
So he's going to be acting with you in Anansi. That's where you're going to be acting.
Definitely. Uh-huh. And he can play almost every drum because he's very good. See, when somebody plays the dun-dun, they are able to play every rhythm that you teach them.
Wow.
And so don't worry. The three of us will play on stage that people will marvel at how we are able to do that. So don't worry. We will do.
It's going to be, and we end up the third part three when we get the people on stage, the children, the singers. We have the whole play. And that's going to be our photograph.
That's it.
When we have the children with a little bit of fabric on, and we have the teachers with their fabric on, their thing or whatever we have on.
The Smith Center is so excited that they said they are bringing their top photographer to our shows. Kim was telling me, and I'm like, but it's a no.
You know what we're gonna do too? We're gonna take our group picture. You're gonna be in your Adinkra.
Yeah.
I wanna wear the kinti, and we put our top party in Adinkra.
Yeah.
We're gonna have all the drums lined up.
Yeah.
All of this stuff, and then we take our picture. What is the name of the group again?
Afrikashen. I will send it to you. Afrikashen percussion discussion.
Afrikashen percussion. No. And we're gonna take a nice group picture.
You know, the Afrikashen comes from Africa and percussion.
Yeah, percussion together.
So
exactly.
I put it together. It's an Afrikashen percussion discussion. Don't worry, you will learn it. You see, we just want to be unique so that when you are performing, people can connect with, they have lived up to their name. You understand? Yeah. You just don't want to do like, come and do whatever. No.
We
are focused.
We are living the life. This is why it's better to have the quality more than quantity.
Yes.
That's why keep it tight. You know, Altafari is the one, you're the one, I'm the one.
Yeah.
That's why Spirit told me, because I'm busy, Spirit told me, yes, you're busy, but you need to find a way to do this because you know Ghana.
That's
you know the royalty of Ghana. And a lot of people don't get it, and that's not what they're portraying.
Yeah.
You know, if I can be in part, I can give some ideas.
Yeah.
You already know the culture, so we can put it together and make something beautiful.
Yes.
Educational.
Yes,
you know,
very
and tie it back to Ghana, and that's just going to be upliftment. So, you know, that's just that's just divine.
I know. Even if the teachers will not remember anything, not Ago and Ami, they will always remember that. Yeah.
Ago, Ami. Yeah. And teachers, you can say this to your children from now on to get their attention. So when the teacher says Ago, what do you say? Ami. Right.
Yes.
And we leave them with that. And the teacher
and you know, I have a song about Ago and Ami too. So that one I will let the kids learn.
We will bring that. That's going to help the children and the teachers because it's a way the teachers can use that to get their attention, and it's automatically going to be in their mind.
Yeah.
You leave the school that I go, I mean, they have to give respect to the one who's speaking.
That's it.
To stop what they're doing and pay attention, and they have to be, you know, in unity.
Yes,
have to respect that.
And even there's one thing too I was thinking. Now, like when you are telling the story, me and Atafatali, we can still play drums in the background. It's like poetry, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes, we can also bring out poetry too. Like we read like simple poem, even if we have to read it. And then you read one line, there's drums in the background.
Yes. So this is why we have to have the rehearsals to know how we integrate that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try to get to Afatali, and then know his schedule, and then we also talk about with your schedule, and then fine, because Monday and Tuesday we cannot because Miss Marsha they don't come to work. Miss Marsha don't come to work. I think on Wednesday because now she comes there.
Maybe on a Thursday, it's fine.
Okay, I will check it out
her. This Tuesday, I'm going to Alaska.
Okay. Good luck and safe travel. Yeah, don't worry.
I'm going to Alaska next week. So maybe the week after that.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, because
but
at least since you have the idea, you have the idea. All the ideas I have. I think
we're gonna write it down so we can give it to Safari so we know how we're going
if you see my phone like when I'm sitting down and anything comes into my mind I just write it.
And what happens is with the storytelling, what I can do is say, in Agana, one of our main stories is Anansi.
Yeah.
Anansi gets into all kinds of situations, and you know, I give a little preview.
Yeah.
Now, this story is Anansi and the drum, you know.
And then you ask them, do you want to see Anansi? Then I will come.
Yes.
I'll come cover my face. That's Anansi? I say, yes.
And then, exactly.
Right, yeah. So
I'm gonna build up the energy. In Ghana, one of our fables and one of our stories is the story of Anansi.
That's
now Anansi always finds himself in different situations. He's very smart and he uses his wit to get out of situation, but he gets into lots of trouble sometimes.
Yes.
You know, I'm gonna make that very intriguing.
That's
and then in the back you're playing the drum. Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
Now if you'd like to meet Anansi, I'm going to see if I can call Anansi to tell you about Anansi and the drum.
That's it.
Now then we're talking. Now Anansi, one day Anansi came, then you're gonna come out. I'm gonna prepare the place for Anansi.
And then Anansi was playing the drums. He played it so loud. This Anansi guy, is he okay? And
what happens is we can have one drum backstage.
That's it.
You know, and Al-Kafari can be playing that drum, you
That's,
know.
Yeah.
Now, Anansi's friend came, and then we use backstage and on stage however we want to portray. Because I'm going to set the tone with Anansi, Fred Anansi, the spider. And these stories of Anansi have found their way into the Caribbean, and all the way to Jamaica. Have traveled all through the Americas, but it started out in Africa with Anansi, Anansi. You understand?
Yeah, they would love it. They would love it.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
That's our story.
You see, everything happens for a reason. Don't worry. Everything happens for a reason. So,
So we are good now.
That's
we
it. Remember, there's Fanga live here from Nigeria.
Oh my gosh, that's my main dance.
Fanga Lafia, Ashe, Ashe.
When
I went to college at Rochester, SUNY Brockport, my professor there, his favorite song was Fanga Lafia.
Yeah,
we used to do the Panga Lafia dance, and
if
then.
I have to do the dance, that's my main dance.
Oh, me and Afatari will play the drums for you, so don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
So we get the kids
that.
On stage, let them come and then dance with you, or you demonstrate, and then you. So we have so many dances. Palogo, Aduwa, Bobobo, Agbaja, Gawu. Oh my God. You know,
oh my God.
Yeah.
This is so beautiful.
Yeah,
you
because
know,
some of the dances, they can dance it even when they don't come on stage. When
yeah,
they are,
right.
Yeah.
We
and
have
then,
some that we can do and some that we can audience participation.
And remember,
it's nice that we can perform to show our skill and then we bring them to get them involved. We have a combination plate.
That's it.
You know, Panga is the dance of welcome. We're welcoming everybody into our village.
That's
we want everybody to come from the east and the north. So Panga is a dance of we're welcoming you to our village in Ghana to spend time with us today to learn about, you know, we can incorporate that however we see to bring all of that together.
That's it.
So we have a couple of different, you know, ways to do it, you know what I'm saying? To mix it around, but this can be our lineup, and then if you go to the same school twice, then, you know, we can take something out.
Yeah, we're changing it a little bit, but still. Because when I was talking to Kim, he said, hey, I don't want you to tailor your productions for every school. I said, no. Like, each school will be different. I said, no. I said, no. We have the same teams for every school, but what I wanted to do was to visit every school before we go there. So I have an idea of what the stage look like. You know, sometimes some of them they don't have maybe theater auditorium. They might have like maybe.
If you have time to do that, it will be an advantage because when we get there, when you get to the school, where can we change clothes? Where is the stage? Where is the lunchroom? It's going to be in the lunchroom. It's going to be in the theater.
That's it.
Basically, if you know it ahead of time, you don't have to waste time.
Yeah, that is.
Because these things are very timely.
Yeah.
When they say they want you to start at 9 o'clock, they mean 9 sharp.
Yes.
So we don't want to get there trying to be. Where can we change up? Because to get there, to set up the drums, to drop everything, the stage. You know, we have an opportunity to present ourselves the most professional way as possible.
That's it.
And if we are ahead of them, you will build more shows for the future.
That's
you will get other shows, and the name is going to go out. It shows by the professionalism and the excellence of what we're doing.
No, I'm just saying praise the Lord to Almighty God. I say, hey, ancestors, we do Yadamwasi. I say, oh my God, I'm so happy this morning. You know, I'm so happy. But I know everything is for a reason. We are doing it. And then I know Kim will be like, oh my God.
When Marsha sees it, because we're going to have someone take a video of our show so that we can just show a short snip of what we do. The costume, all the stuff, the stage set up, like a big professional company, but it's only because we get our performers from the audience.
That's it.
You know, and we have the bag of clothes to put on them, so when we bring them up, we transform them, and now you are a prince.
You know,
when you come and
you
get
know,
your clothes.
I remember in New York, I brought like about 20 costumes for children. I don't know whether I still have them though, but I brought a whole lot of costumes for children. You know, I have drums in California. I used to live there. So I left some of my drums there.
You're building your big show now. And now when they come on the stage, when you come through this door, when you step, you are now in Ghana. Before they get to the door, we're going to dress them. Please. They can step over the feather, whatever we choose to make our gateway. Once you get the dress and step, now you're in Ghana. Now you dress them. Now you are in Ghana. We play with them. As we change them. Now welcome to Ghana. When they come up, now they're dressed. Now they're Ghana because they're changed now. You see, that's our magical place. When we dress them and they step over this, whatever that might be, it might be whatever we choose, you know, to let them know that's the doorway.
Yeah.
Now you're in Ghana.
Yes,
and the kids and the children can sit on the floor. We can have some children sitting on the floor.
Oh, definitely.
You know, all of that.
That's
just sitting down. We want some people just to be in the village, because in Africa when we perform, we always have a village.
That's
who can we get to be in our village? We dress them. Now sit in front of the drums.
Yes.
You are part of our village.
Yes.
We build our village with the people.
But
where are our singers? Now you are in Ghana. We dress them. Now we have the singers. Where are we? Now we're getting our drummers. Now we have our drummers. Now when we finish, look at our
Yes.
Amen. We bring that early ago, amen.
Yes.
To get them in the mindset of how that's early out.
Yes.
This is beautiful. So I will write some things down. Write some things down.
Okay, definitely.
So we know we have a format.
Yeah. I'm like some of the reading, some of the songs, some of the things I think we will need in the future. And now I've been writing everything. When it comes into my mind, I'll write it. When it comes to me, then I put it on my phone just to make sure I don't forget.
You have everything there.
But at least the ideas you have.
Write down the five songs. Yeah. We want to possibly use Fanga and the other four songs.
Oh, definitely we use Fanga. Because, you know, when I gave her the write-up, I said we are focused on Ghana, Togo, Benin, and Nigeria.
Fanga is a key dance,
yes.
And Fanga is a dance of welcome, you know.
The Fanga originally is from Nigeria,
but the Brazilians have been
promoting it.
Yeah.
And then the Gawu dance, even though they do it in Ghana, its origin is Nigeria. So the dress sophisticated. The women dress so, you know, like exotic and very expensive, you know. Soon, when we are set very strong, I will order costumes from Nigeria for Gawu.
Yeah, wow. When we go to the next level, we will just get all the stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
And what we can do for future is we can make this a nice video presentation.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And then you have this video, how we build a village with people from the audience, and how we dress them with the children's costumes.
Yeah.
And when you see this photograph, it's like we have a village on stage.
That's it.
We don't have to hire people. We already have people there.
Yeah.
You know, between yourself, myself, and Tafari, we can hold down the professionalism and add the people to follow what we need.
Thank you. So, I'm so happy.
So you get your slides together.
Yeah.
When we have our rehearsal together, there's some things I want you to bring. I want you to bring the slides so we can.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to work on that. And then
that's our objective. Yeah. So we can time everything because everything has to be in the 40 minutes because 5 minute intro to get off and off the stage. So it's going to be 40 minutes. So if it's 40 minutes, then it's going to be 15, 15, 15. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Yes. We say every segment is 10, 10, 10.
Yeah,
10.
20, 30. We'll do it, and then they will tell us, it's time, please, can you stop?
we want to make sure we have our presentation in, so we have 10 minutes for our opening, 10 minutes for Anansi, and 10 minutes for close. That's 30.
Definitely.
And the other 15 minutes, we're just talking, moving freely, getting people from the audience. That's the free time that we need to,
Even when I did the Torino Ranch program, I wear clothes, but I have it's a three piece, so I have shirt and then the pants, the toga, and then I have the clothes wrap on top of it. But what I did was that I came playing the bell onto the stage, and then later I asked them to bring the clothes on stage. So I showed the kids. I say, how do you think I'm gonna wear this? They said, we don't know. So I had to wear it on stage. And I said, so it's also a demonstration for them to see how people dress for special occasions.
And they
love it, you know.
Because they see it in reality.
Yes. And
so you can do that when we bring them. Now we want you to bring it to Ghana, but we want to see how we're going to put these clothes on.
That's it.
And that's when we do the demonstration.
That's it. So
because that's showing,
that's
show and tell. So we're trying to condense it, but give them everything at the same time. So what we're doing, we're giving them a go ame. We're giving them how to change, put the clothes on to transform. That's another teaching we're giving them. You know, showing them the slides of the royalty. That's another teaching. We're showing a dance, a funga. That's another. And then we're getting them to. So we're showing and telling on so many different levels.
Yeah.
But I like the change. How can we dress this person to make them fit into the village?
Yes.
This is what we're going to have a demonstration by taking this fabric, by doing this. Wow, now you're ready to go into the village.
That's it.
By just taking this fabric and wrapping it, then you can show them how to wrap them a dingfa around the men, you know, the bigger ones.
Yeah.
Right. These are, we are now looking. asking for people to be in our village.
That's it. That's it.
Yes. So we have all the ideas now.
Oh my God. No. I can't wait for us to do practice.
Yes. And we make the village in a semicircle like the hub. We make it in a semicircle.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
That's how we do our circle. So yeah. We have to write down when we have a rehearsal, what are the main items we want to bring? You know, what fabrics do you have? Okay. You don't have to bring all the instruments because you already have the instrument. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll bring, you have cowbells, you know, what.
Oh yeah, I have cowbells. I have rounds I brought from Ghana and ones I bought here.
And yeah, then you have
No, I don't have a professional shikari, but I have friends who have it, so I can go.
So we gotta get that. Yes, okay, that's fine.
I can take one from them.
Yeah. Okay, that's easy enough. Okay,
right now, the drum I'm looking for is the dondo, the talking drum, the one you put on the armpit. Yeah, but I have a friend, like the Roman school, the teacher has one. So I told him if I need it, I will come and borrow it for just,
first. We may have so many things, we might not need it. But a dundun is nice because when you, the talking drum, because now we are talking, the king is coming, the queen, and this is how we talk. That's very exciting,
And then the talking drum, I can play along with the kids. Because what I normally do is that I will speak, and then I will speak on the drum. And then the kids will say, oh, this drum can mention your name. What's your name? John. Gong. Mercy. Gang gang. I am hungry. Gang 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 gang. And then I say, I can even use it to play, oh, Madonna had a farm. You know, something like that. Or A, B, C, D, E, A, B, H, I.
It's education.
So when you play that on that, you know, that alone can take about 5 minutes. And, you know,
exactly.
So we want to apportion the, you know, but don't worry. As for the drums, I even told my friend, if I have to borrow money, use my credit card to buy the drums from Assam Ash, I'll buy it. I have some in New York, but if I don't, and then maybe I'll talk to some of them, and I have xylophones. Oh, don't worry. When we build up, oh man, I will go to New York and build everything.
It's going to be very powerful because we're going to have the xylophone on the stage.
Yeah.
But that's Ghana now. You know, you have to have some of the stuff you have to
and,
show.
And I am so happy too that you play drums because there's a bell ensemble that we play.
And for the drum, shakery, and cowbell.
Yeah, so now, so because of that, you play the cowbell. There's a drum rhythm that we play, and that one we just invite two teachers to join us on stage, and then we give the teachers just a simple one. King, 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 king.
That's all they do.
You
give them the cowbell. Yeah. King, king, king.
Yeah.
And then we have all the stuff in the middle.
Oh, we'll play for that. They'll be like, oh my God, we have never seen something like this before.
Sound like a whole band.
Yes,
yes.
Oh, the bell ensemble, this, sometimes when you do that, it sounds so nice. It sounds so nice.
And then you know what we can do? If we have bells, we can put them around people's ankles so they can just go.
Okay. Yeah.
Kids get this time for their ankle. That's part of the music.
Okay, don't worry. We'll do it. We are already doing it.
We have until December.
Yeah.
That's why I come, because it's better that we spend time up front. Our show is so tight that when it's time for the show, we are so comfortable.
Yeah,
we
know confident.
How everything. And you need to take some baskets to put the instruments in so we don't lose things.
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely.
We have some big baskets for the little bells, for the shaker, for the cowbell, you know, to keep everything organized.
Yeah, I have so many bags that I can't be handled them.
You mean you have baskets?
No, I have so many bags, like bags to put the instrument, because already, like, the smaller instrument, I want to have all of them in one bag.
The drums,
they are so small, so at least you can put them, like me and Miss Marsha, the drums I had 22, and I gave 10 to Miss Marsha. Because I go to schools with Miss Marsha, so she's using 10. But when we have a program, I'm not going to take her 10s. I have 12 here. I have 8 in my room, and then I have 4 at Winchester. So I'm going to use the 4 and 8. So 12 on stage is enough. Even when I was talking to...
When I was talking to
Kim said, oh, you need only 5 kids on stage. You don't need too many people. I said, don't worry. We know what we are doing. So,
we
have...
And then
I'm talking to Miss Marshall so that we can use some of their instrument. You know, like the I just need the kinkini and dun duns. That's it. I don't need djembe.
No, we don't need them.
Yeah.
We need
I don't need kinkini, dun duns, because most of the Ghana drums are stick and bells. If she's able to give me like three kinkini, maybe like two kinkini, one dun dun, that's fine. Because I want to see, maybe Afatari might even have his own drum. So if he has it, then...
Well, right now, we have so much stuff now. We are booked.
Yeah.
You know? We want to know, do you have a little costumes for the kids?
Yeah.
If not, we have to dress them with a wrap and a head tie.
Yes.
You know, whatever we can do.
I read that they have a store here that sells African clothes. So I'll find out how much it costs. Because if we can buy just one full piece of the cloth, then we can cut them according to the size of the children. So
a full
piece is 12 yards, right? So if we can have 12 yards, that would be like for 12 kids, and that's it. Enough. If I can't do that, I'll let them buy them in Ghana and ship it.
Tina is right here. Tina also sold.
Okay.
We can just tell her for the kids, if you tell her what you want and you gotta make a simple skirt and we just tie the head, just keep it simple.
Yeah. Because what I want, in Ghana, I don't know whether you saw that, but you just wrap the clothes around the kids and then you tie it from the neck.
That's it. That's like the kid, like the adinkra.
Yeah.
That's the easier one.
Yeah.
You wrap it around the shoulder and tie it and you're finished.
Because they already have their clothes on, so you just do
you keep and then, it simple. Yeah, that's the Ghanaian style.
So we will try and then do that, and until we build up. When we build up, then we wanna, you know, yeah. So for the clothes, for the costumes, for the drummers, I have two clothes, so I can give Afatari one, and then.
Yeah.
I also have one, and then but I will bring the costumes for you to have an idea of how it looks like.
We see everything ahead of time,
yeah.
So we know everything, and we time it.
Yeah.
10 minutes, three segments, 10, 20, 30,
okay.
And the other 15 minutes gives us time to get on the stage,
okay.
Get comfortable. It's 15 minutes, grace period.
Yeah, that's it.
When they want you to be 45 minutes flat, at 45 we have to be done.
That's it.
So, in the first segment, we open up. That's the time we come out and talk about the royalty of Ghana. We know in the second segment, we talk about Grand Nancy. We have time for that. And the third segment, welcome to the village.
That's it.
And that's when we bring the village on, because that's how we're going to end with everybody on the village and taking pictures of the village setup.
Yes.
That's how we end with the singing, and that's how we're going to end with everybody coming from the village.
Yes.
Oh my God, I
can't wait to see this on stage.
You can see it now. We can almost see it.
I bought an umbrella. You know, originally I wanted to buy the black one, but even the umbrella, if I buy a black one, we can put kente on top of it.
Yes,
is that possible?
That's possible.
No, I'll bring it for you to see. I have one that is bigger, but I'll bring it for you to have an idea. If it's possible to put a kente cloth around the umbrella, then that when we hold it, it will look different from what the kids know.
We dress the umbrella and we put the two chairs underneath and we dress the fabric, and that's the seat for the king and the queen.
Yes, I saw one at I saw one at Aberson on Charleston. That one is big one, red one.
So that's nice.
You know, for the time being, we'll just brainstorm. Maybe if there's a time, maybe we have time one day, I took picture of it. So when I have your email, I can send it to you.
When you get the umbrella, it's official business. That's called props.
Yes,
and
the
umbrella doesn't cost that much.
This one on stage will make even the kids be like, what are we going to see?
Exactly, it's just a stage prop.
So I was thinking about it that I want to go and then see if it has a stand that it can stand on its own.
That's the important part.
This is like the summer umbrella, but the color is red. So I said this is a perfect one for Ghana.
That's That's
so,
the perfect one.
So the only thing that we'll have to do is that maybe get a proper paraphernalia for cane, like a hand, and then put it on top of the head.
For the crown, you mean?
Yeah, like a special, like, no. You know, like, you know the umbrella, the top has a tip, right?
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
if
yeah.
you have like a toy, like even a bed, we can put the bed on top of the tip. So that when you put it there, people will see the bed.
Yes,
so it makes it different from what they see every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how you have to think, how do you dress the fabric on top of the umbrella? How does that go? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What kind of fabric are you going to, because I know you don't have that much candy. What will you dress that umbrella with? Do you have a big rectangle? You have to have a big
no,
piece of fabric.
This umbrella, the only thing that we might have to put on top of it, if I buy that type, then that one we only need the, you know, like we call it the totem. Totem,
oh,
like
you have a totem. Yeah,
yeah.
I get you.
So
now,
like a bed or
a
maybe
one.
A hand. So it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
It's, those are like a Dinkras symbols, but in
that's
action.
Right.
So you put it on top of it, and so when it's there, it's red already. And when the kids see that, they say, oh, this is different. And then we put the king's chair under it. The other umbrella is that the other one is smaller. So that one,
the bigger one is better.
Yeah.
And we want to see if we take the fabric that we have to put on the umbrella,
yeah.
we want to drape that on the chair.
Yeah. Okay, the chairs will have like maybe kente clothes or a drape on top of the chair. Right? So if we have two chairs, we just put kente clothes around it, and that's it. Okay.
That's it.
And then we will use the same kente for people to wear. Because as for the children wearing costumes for on stage, it can be any clothes. It doesn't have to be kente. We can
we won't give them kente because that's too dear.
Yeah.
We just get the fabric and drape it on them in the
that's
right
it.
Way.
Yeah.
But we need some African attire. We need some African kind of print
that has
African print.
That's it. So I'm going to start doing shopping around. Maybe they might even have people who sell online, or I can let them buy from New York or buy them from Ghana, then, you know. So whatever you have to, maybe then when we are meeting, you can bring it for us to see, have an idea of how how it looks, so that we also have an idea of how it will work. Yeah.
Now I have to go now, but I want to call you soon. But we have a lot of things to work with.
Yes, I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Let's follow up on this.
Definitely.
I'll start writing things down, look for the totem, stuff that's not going to be easy to find, and then we can start moving. We start getting ready for, if I come back from Alaska, we set up a meeting, rehearsal, and we start moving it from there.
Okay, if you can text me your email address so that I can send you some of the information that I have and some of the things that I find, so I can share with you before we meet.
I'm going to do that, definitely.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.